Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning into Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And today we're actually kicking off a new three-part series where we'll be discussing different habits that happier, healthier, and more successful people tend to have, according to LDS author and blogger Benjamin Hardy. So he wrote an online article where he listed 50 adjustments that you can make to your life now that have a huge effect on your personal happiness. So like you, I've read a million of these list articles, and I found this one to actually be really refreshing and a little bit more substantial than most articles that I've read. So I combed through it and I found my favorite tips and I categorized them into three different groups, and I'll be sharing them with you this week on our show. So today's tips have to do with happiness from mental stimulation. And I found six tips from Benjamin Hardy's article that can contribute to this. So here we go. Tip number one, he says, is to pray or meditate every day. He suggests doing this morning, midday, and night. And he says that the goal of this time should be to gain clarity and focus for your day and for your life. So it really helps if you can go to a quiet spot where you can just be alone and just talk with God, or just think and think about your goals for the day. Create a vision for what you might want to accomplish in the next 24 hours and figure out the different barriers that might be standing in your way from accomplishing those things. And decide what is the most important thing to focus on. So then at the end of the day, when you go to pray or meditate again, you can evaluate how you did that day and then focus on new goals or improvements that you want to set for tomorrow. Tip number two is to get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. And that is really hard for me. And I've found that the best way that I can do that is to go to bed a little bit earlier and then wake up a little bit earlier than I'm used to. And I'm definitely not a morning person by any stretch of the imagination, but my husband gets up pretty early in the morning. And on those days when I force myself to wake up with him and even just walk around the house a little bit and get myself more awake and alert, I find that I feel so much better throughout my day. I feel a little bit healthier. I feel more accomplished and alert. And Hardy says that by doing this, you can actually increase your memory, your creativity, your focus, and you can lower your risk for stress and depression. Tip number three is to read regularly. So Hardy suggests that highly successful people actually read about one book per week. And that's a pretty tall order for me in my life, but I think it's a good goal to have to just read more often in your free time. So right now I'm shooting for reading just one book a month. And I started that goal at the beginning of this year. That was one of my New Year's resolutions. And I actually alternate between reading a literary classic and then a modern self-help book every other month. So it's been a really eye-opening experience for me. I've read books that I might not normally have read on my own, and I've learned a lot, and it's just been really fun too. And I think I wanted to create this goal because in the last few years, since college and since living on my own and working, I've sort of thought that I didn't have enough time to read. And so I didn't. But if you really take time to evaluate how much time you spend on the computer outside of work or watching TV or going to movies or things, you realize that you have a lot more free time than you may realize. So the author, Hardy, suggests that by taking even 15 minutes a day to read uplifting or instructional material can put you in a mindset to perform at your highest if you're learning from people that are also performing at their highest. Tip number four that he suggests is to write in your journal for just 5 minutes a day. So this is something else that is actually really hard for me. And I think it's hard because I rely a lot on social media to log my activities and experiences and milestones that I hit in my life. But there's actually a lot of benefits to sitting down and writing down your thoughts on the day and the different things that have happened to you. Hardy says that it will clear your emotions and just help you to evaluate how you feel about experiences. It will actually also give your family some interesting personal history to reference, and it can help you set goals, increase your gratitude by making you aware of your blessings, and it has a lot of other benefits as well. So this is definitely something I'm trying to be better about. And he says that if you just focus for 5 minutes a day on doing this, it can help you realize what's most important to record. Tip number five is to do something every day that scares you. That's, of course, taken from the famous quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. And Hardy says that doing this can help you realize what your boundaries and your comfort zone is and realize they're actually a lot bigger and broader than you may have originally given yourself credit for. So these things that scare us, they're these little things in the back of our minds, maybe phone calls or conversations that need to be made, questions that need to be asked, ideas that need to be pitched, raises that need to be asked for. These are things in the back of our minds that we know we need to do, but we just can't seem to get the confidence or get over the fear of doing them. So Hardy reminds us that the anticipation of doing these things is actually far more painful than doing the actual event itself. And in most cases, your fears are totally unfounded, and anything that you do that does scare you a little bit probably won't be life-threatening. So it's important to just do what you feel is right, what you feel you want to do, and in the act of doing that, you'll learn so much more about yourself in the process. And then tip number 6, Hardy says, is to decide where you'd like to be in 5 years and try and get there in 2 years, or get there sooner. So this has to do with setting goals. So if you write down the things that you want to accomplish in life and just set shorter time periods for yourself to accomplish them in. And so I have a goal, for example, of writing a book and getting it published. And if I set that for 5 years, I might put it off for a long time. But if I really buckle down and say, okay, this year I'm going to finish writing this book, and then maybe next year I'll start working on pitching this idea to different publishers and things, that'll force me to work a little bit harder and a little more focused on that goal. And the only way I can know if I can get it done in less time is by experimenting and trying it out. So I hope you enjoyed these tips on happiness through mental stimulation today as much as I have. And if you'd like to learn more about goal setting, sleep habits, health, or prayer, you can search for those topics on mormonchannel.org, and you can find more blog posts, videos, or radio content on them. We're going to end today with a quote from Sister Chieko Okazaki, who was a former leader in the LDS Church's Relief Society. And she said, "We need to keep growing. Part of our mortal responsibility is to increase in learning and wisdom. We need to use the two oars of study and faith so that our boats will not be swamped by the storms of life." Very good advice. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.